Here at American Roots, we've known Trombone Shorty for a long time. Back in 2006, Shorty and his brother James came to play in our studios. Troy and James Andrews grew up in the Treme neighborhood. Their grandfather was R&B singer Jesse Hill. James Andrews is 17 years older than Troy, who, despite his nickname Trombone Shorty, outgrew his big brother James while still a kid. But even in light of his height and the fame he's achieved, Troy still looks up to brother James.
Growing up as brothers, we grew up in the same house in a neighborhood in New Orleans called the Treme neighborhood. And we had a couple of other brothers who played music. And Troy was like, he was the youngest brother in the family.
My brother James Andrews, he the one got me really interested in music and, you know, showed me everything about music that he known and encouraged me to take it to the next level, to be the one that carried a torch through the family and keep playing.
You know, the young people was coming up, they were selling all kind of crazy dope, and the neighborhood was kind of going down to the dogs. It was getting a little kind of dangerous in the neighborhood at that time, so the music was a way out for us from where we come from. Our family was musicians, and our grandfather, Jesse Hill, was a musician, and we got so many family members. So it was very important for us to keep our part in the music of New Orleans.
We talk about nicknames in this town, and we think about trumpet players, and there's a nickname and a trumpet player that we can't avoid. His name is Louis Armstrong. His nickname is Satchmo Pops.
Big time, yeah.
You go under a title that relates to
him. Yeah, Satchmo the Ghetto.
Yeah.
They call me Satchmo the Ghetto, and I had an album out that I recorded with Dr. Jones, Mac Ramanack, and Alan Toussaint. And we recorded this album, and the title of it is Satchmo the Ghetto.
And on that record, you've made some marks with a song called Got Me a New Love Thing.
Got Me a New Love Thing, yeah.
Where did that song come from?
Alan, and we was in the studio.
Alan Toussaint.
Alan Toussaint came up with the song. Mm-hmm. And it's a great song, and it reminds me of a lot of things that we went through with Hurricane Katrina. My house burned down, I don't care. They stole my clothes, I don't care.
They talk bad about me, but
I don't care.
They talk bad about me, but
I don't care.
They talk bad about me, but
I don't care.
Got me a new love thing.
I want to ask you about it, a difficult subject, which is the loss of Darnell Andrews when he was 17 years old.
Yeah.
Could you say a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that was our brother, Darnell Andrews, and he got killed right here in Treme when some guys was robbing him for his bike a long time ago, right here in Treme. And Troy was young when that happened. And I think the biggest part about it, and he was a trombone player too. And we recorded this tribute album with the Newbury Brass Band called D-Boy, because that was his nickname, D-Boy. And we recorded an album and wrote a song dedicated to him in his memory called D-Boy. And the thing about it was, it took an effect on our whole family, but it really was more of a thing where it was, it really hurted my mom. And so she never really got over it. So she was just in pain from that whole thing. And the thing about it is our mom is a wonderful person, and what she done is she used to buy instruments and give them to a lot of kids from the Treme and try to get them involved in the music. And she the reason why we playing music, me and my brothers and all my cousins.
Tori, let me ask you, what's the difference between what you can learn in the street and what you can learn in a schooled setting for this kind of music?
Well, for this kind of music that we play, the New Orleans brass band or a New Orleans style music, you cannot learn it in school. I mean, when I went to NOCA, you know, they wasn't teaching New Orleans music.
New Orleans Center for Creative Arts.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, they were teaching Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and all those bebop guys, which was good for me because it introduced me to that style of music. But most of my schooling for the brass band and New Orleans style music came straight from Tuba Fats and James and the people on the street. You know, it's about showing you from the heart. And, you know, that's how they learn and that's how they taught me.
Brothers growing up in a musical family, what is it that being brothers playing together does to your sound, for your sound?
With us, you know, we've been playing together since I was born, and he's always been there to lead me along, and I've learned so much of his stuff that I turn into my stuff, and when we play together, you would actually think that we rehearsed, but we really don't, because we know where we're going, and we know what note to do, what harmony to do. It's just natural, that musical communication that we have together.
Shorty ain't little no more.
Troy with the last word on Blood and Harmony with Brother James Andrews over a decade ago. We'll hear more about how their relationship has evolved a little later and be back talking about playing with his band Orleans Avenue on American Roots.